Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Straight to the people. The tush push has been voted on. It's staying 22-10. And it got us talking about, all right, if we get to make a rule change to any sport, what is it? For Rico, it is the no contact rule in college football. When you fall down and can't get back up, but yet on Sunday you can. For David, it's college hoops of all things. Get rid of halves, sync it up to the NBA. 24-second shot clock, four quarters. For me, it's a little more grandiose. One transfer window only. 2 weeks long after the national title game. But how are we going to build our rosters? It's not my problem. You have 2 weeks to find a job. That's it.
I think you know what I'm going to say about that.
That's what the money's for.
He said, you know what I'm going to say about that? That's what the money's for.
Right, yeah, but
it's your job to build a team. That's what the money, literally, yes. That's what the money is
for. Yeah, when college coaches are making $8, $10, $12 million, don't cry to me. But what's ridiculous is the portal being open during bowl season. I would get rid of all of it. It's all done. 2 weeks. That's it. And once you've made your choice, you're stuck. And we'll see you next year if like the choice you made.
So no going back? Or the 2 weeks, you got to, that's your window. You can go back if you want.
That's it. Okay. That's it. That's all. And I don't want to hear from you till the next year.
Figure out your life.
Gotcha. Let's get to the people. We go to Mike in Sterling Heights. Mikey, what's going on, bud?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
Man, I've been watching hockey for 60 years, man. And get rid of icing, man. Come on, let's open the game up a little bit. I mean, I know the rule was back in the day, teams were about to lose the puck and they shoot it down the other end. But I'm seeing now mostly teams are trying to fast break and the guy don't get to it, you know, quick enough. Just open up the game, man. Let's you know, get rid of icing.
All right, let's bring Kenny Cott to the table. We've got Mike who wants cherry picking to be legal in the NHL. He wants icing gone, Kenneth.
Let's bring back the two-line pass. No, I'm fine with icing. It's just it's a stall tactic. For teams like, imagine you go up three goals or two goals, you're just dumping it down the ice anyway. So, I mean, I'm fine with it. I wouldn't change.
I think it should be more punitive to ice the puck. That would be my middle ground with you two. Here's what I think. You ice the puck, you lose the player for the rest of the game. Get out.
Jeez. The rest of the game.
I hate icing too, Mike. It drives me insane. But Kenny's right. Yeah. We can't take it out of the game. Otherwise, power plays would be useless. They'd have to be 10 minutes long.
You're just filibustering a game at that point.
Well, like 5-on-5.
Hybrid icing. Let's talk about the hybrid icing in the NHL and college got a different icing and high school has a different icing. Come on,
hold on. There are three different icings in the three different levels of hockey?
The only two icings that I'm aware is the touch versus no touch, and they got rid of the touch icing or the no touch icing. Or the touch icing they got rid of because people were just ramming into each other.
But that was the best part.
That was cool.
If you wanted to actually ice the puck, you were going to get destroyed.
But that was also in the era of, like, in the NFL when they had segments based on those things, too, on TV.
True.
So
okay.
Maybe not the best idea.
Probably not. All right, we go over to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, pal?
Hey, I also was thinking along the lines of the NHL. What do you think about
if a team is trailing in the third period and the team that's ahead decides to haul their guy down with, say, like 10 seconds left, why not extend the period until the power play would be over?
Kenny?
That's always bugged me, too, because it becomes basically open season after the last, like, minute or so. When, especially in the playoffs, you see guys just crunch other guys.
I have a solution. Here, let me fix all of
hockey. Remove them from the league.
No, I'll fix all of hockey's ills. Any penalty called in the last minute of a hockey game is an automatic penalty shot. Done.
That would eliminate a lot of that. But also it would eliminate a lot of the drama at the end of the game. I would make it a fine.
I can't be everything to everyone, Kenneth.
So you're fixing all of hockey in one swoop?
Well, I can't fix the poverty nature of it unless we put them on like a WIC program or something.
Because mine for Kenny is...
Dude, that was coming.
You know what? Either you win or you lose. There's no point for going to overtime.
I don't hate that either. I never liked the two-point system. But then at that point, just turn it into the NBA. No points, nothing.
But
just
for record. But Dave, if that's the one rule in sports you got to change, last minute of the game... It's a penalty shot. Agree or disagree?
You know what? I would take that over what it currently is.
Right, because right now there's no benefit. You could take a stupid penalty and you have to kill off 11 seconds. It's not punitive. So hey, take that same penalty. And now, look, I don't love shootouts, but it's something. I think that's a good one, Dave. I wouldn't mind it.
That's actually a pretty good rule.
I try. We go to Mike.
Would you take that over the portal?
No. Okay. No. The portal is completely destroying college football.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have rules. The transfer portal on surface, I don't hate. Players have options. No problem. But my God, we have 3 portal windows a year?
Yes.
Okay. That's done. Enough. You signed your contract.
Well, technically 4, because if your coach leaves, you have 30 days. You could also go into the portal at any time.
Good God. We go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's up, pal?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Mike.
I just wanted to say real quick, long-time listener, big-time fan of you guys. Thank you for your commitment to Detroit Radio. But the rule I'd like to change is the fourth down rule in the NFL with pass interferences and defensive holding.
Okay.
It kind of drives me up a wall when a team that's got like a 4th and 20, you know, they get a pass interference against them or whatever, and now all of a sudden it's a first down and they have a chance to win the game. I think it should remain a 15-yard penalty. But not an automatic first down, correct.
I'll tell you the other alteration you'd have to make, and I would file it under the same rule. Do you know the biggest culprit, Mike? Is I know normally if we're watching a game and you see this happen, the rage takes over. It's defensive holding, which is only a 5-yard penalty, but it's an automatic first down. See, I think
it's the bailout for the refs.
Right.
Well.
What I would like to do, And Mike, tell me if this would be amenable to you. I think we get rid of defensive holding and illegal contact. We just have pass interference. It is either pass interference or it is not. And on a fourth down, I'm going to allow a little bit more physical play. And while I'll award you the yardage, I will not give you an automatic first down. Would that work?
I think that's a great idea, especially the defensive holding part, because players will say it all the time, regardless of where you look, there's going to be holding on every play.
Correct.
And there's never really going to be any winning in that discussion. So if you get rid of defensive holding and you get rid of all that and it's just pass interference, then you could say, hey, your player made a mistake and it's he cost your team. You know, it's bigger than just blaming the refs and blaming the rules.
So you're saying like fourth and 12, Mike, and there's pass interference 15 yards down the field.
You get a first down because it's more than the first down marker.
Okay.
But what Mike's point is,
first down,
fourth and 19, I'll make it fourth and four. But you're not getting a first down on that deal. It's not happening. We're going to replay the down. I'm tired of that. And what Mike's right about, and you see this all the time, third and nine, defensive holding, and it's a five-yard penalty, but it's an automatic get-out-of-jail-free card. Mm-hmm. That's not right.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the genesis of that was like the NBA breakaway rule, where I got a clear cut to the basket and you grab me intentionally. I think the same with defensive holding. There was no safety back there. I was about to take this to the house, but you didn't pass it. You held me, and you. I get where it comes from. Yeah, but I'm with you. I'll allow that.
Okay. Like that. All right. Like progress. That. David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll continue with the callers. Everybody's amped up. And again, am I annoyed that Tush Bush is staying in the NFL? Of course I am. But we get to change a rule. And I have something much more important to change in sports. Yes, David.
I would love for the Major League Baseball to adopt a salary floor. Someone else says, rule change, NFL overtime, you start at the 50, alternating offense and defense.
Can I go back to the salary floor for a second?
Can.
Here's what I would really prefer. You either have the money or you don't have the money. Can we please, like I was doing some research on the NBA salary cap this summer, both for Pistons purposes, but the Celtics. You need a PhD to fully understand the NBA, CBA, and its tax aprons. You either have money under the cap or you do not have money under the cap. It's the same thing with the luxury tax in baseball or us famously saying the cap ain't real. The NHL doesn't matter. They're paying their guys in loonies and toonies. It's for the non-poverty leagues. I'm tired of the cap stuff. You either, it's like a checking account. You either are liquid or you are not. End.
No, you're exactly right. Because there are ways the Pistons signed Malik Beasley. Now you're becoming an apron team because you're going it. Like, I don't understand it.
It's
if you have cap space, you have cap space.
But I think it's designed to be complicated because the cap's not real. So therefore, if we confuse you, you can't call us on this.
Or you have this amount of money to spend.
Yeah.
So what's your payroll?
Yeah.
You can't exceed this.
So you treat it like an actual banking account.
Like an actual salary cap.
Okay.
248-539-9797. Hockey don't need one. They make like $8 a game. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry. You were screening a call. I didn't think you could hear that.
Trace, left and right.
Well, I got
left,
catching up to do. Right. You missed a couple of that. What do you want? We're just making up for it. That's all.
Maybe we should start a GoFundMe for the NHL.
Yeah, I think that works. A UNICEF type thing.
Right.
Doctors Without Borders, NHL edition. All right, we're good. We'll get to your phone calls next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.